From the WCYB Digital Radio Newsroom, this week's Hack Blotter. A British man was criminally charged in New York with stealing money from investors' accounts by hacking into email servers and computers belonging to U.S. banks and brokerages, Reuters reports. A 10-count complaint alleges 32-year-old Adris Deo Mustafa of Lagos, Nigeria, caused over $5 million of losses by engaging in a litany of cybercrimes, including phishing and other means, as part of a nefarious cybercriminal group. The U.S. is trying to extradite Mustafa following his August 2021 arrest in Britain. From Cointelegraph, a crypto trader who defrauded over 170 people was sentenced to 42 months in prison for operating a series of cryptocurrency funds, claiming to make big returns, but in reality were losing money and instead operated as a Ponzi scheme. The U.S. Department of Justice said that 25-year-old Jeremy Spence had solicited millions through false representations, including that Spence's crypto trading had been extremely profitable when in fact Spence's trading had been consistently unprofitable. Spence was also sentenced to 3 years of supervised release and ordered to pay back his victims an amount of over $2.8 million. After 10 years of legal battles following the closure of Mega Upload, Matthias Ortman and Bram van der Kolk have reached a deal with the authorities, according to Torrent Freak. The duo, who will now only be prosecuted in New Zealand instead of the U.S., face copyright infringement, racketeering, and money laundering charges stemming from the dramatic shutdown of Mega Upload and other properties in the file sharing and streaming empire of Kim.com. In a series of tweets responding to the news, Kim.com says he won't accept injustice and will keep fighting against his own extradition to the U.S. Members of the KillNet Russian hacking group threatened to shut down ventilators at British hospitals after an alleged member of their gang was arrested in the UK, the Daily Mail reports. The hacker, 23, was arrested in Tottenham, North London, after Romanian government websites were attacked. It is unclear if KillNet is supported by the Russian government, though spy agencies in the Five Eyes Alliance, made up of Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the UK, and US, have described it as a Russian-aligned group acting in the Kremlin's interests. For the latest cybercriminal arrests and convictions, visit hackblotter.com. Reporting for WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Zach Hack.